This is a good topic to cover in a general course because pretty much every business has the issue of capitalization versus expensing in the context of tangible property, intangibles, and so it's good to look at that. How I will say that there's a lot of material in the slides, so I'm not going to cover every detail in the slides, but get the high points that I think are important, and just go from there. The other thing to keep in mind is that the IRS has spent the last 10 years, adding another year now, 15, spent 10 years working on this regulation project. So the evolution, good to look at the kind of the evolution of this whole project to see really what an undertaking it was. And even though 2014 was the year that companies were required to mandatorily implement them, a lot of it was pretty spotty, and a lot of parts of the regulations were not really adopted. So there's still things out there to consider and work on for your clients. But going back 10 years ago, the IRS issued a notice asking for comments because this area of repair versus improvement had always been so controversial. They finally issued proposed regs in 06. Those were not quite bright lines, which is what their goal was, to provide some real guidance, and they were very controversial. They were withdrawn, reissued, reproposed in 2008, and then once again the IRS went back to the drawing board, and then in 2011 issued another comprehensive set, and at that time was the first time they started dealing with the counterpart to that, which is the disposition rules. We think of repair versus improvement, capital expense, but then on the other end you have, when do you have a disposition? Do you have a partial disposition? So they worked on that.